Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing. Always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true transparency pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Where are you?
Good to be here. I'm doing great. Weather's great. I'm doing good.
Absolutely. This is at least your third time playing in this tournament.
Yes, it is, and I enjoy coming down every time. Nashville's been great for me to support Dinger and his family, and this drive has been outstanding.
You told us you once almost became a Nashvillian.
I looked at here for off-season residents. Brentwood and Franklin, they both have great areas. Ultimately, I decided to go elsewhere, but I love it down here.
Well, we're sorry that you don't live here, but so many people are moving here. It's good to know somebody's actually choosing somewhere else. So Charlotte's gain, right? You mentioned Dinger, Brian Heimerdinger, obviously works in the front office of the Jets, viewed by a lot of people as a young, up-and-coming personnel guy. I think probably aspires to be a GM someday. Talk us through what kind of growth and influence you've seen from him as you guys have worked together the last several years.
Well, since he first got there, he and I talked and hit it off. He has a great mind from a personnel standpoint, not just footballs, but coaches and scouting department as well. He works with Mike very well. He understands players. He understands schemes. He understands contracts. And he can talk to people and know how to talk to people, and he can see ahead. And that's what you have to do in this business. You can see far ahead. Although he has a baby face, he's been in the game for a long time, and I think his family's helped out a lot with that. And he's done an outstanding job for us, and he's a lot of the reasons why I'm here.
Todd Bowles is our guest. Your quarterback room has certainly changed in the last year. You got a full room now with plenty of options. That has to make you very happy as the head coach of the Jets.
It's very competitive. We got a good group of guys that work well together. Not that Hack and Petty didn't, but the guys we have in here now with Teddy and Sam along with Josh, those guys feed off of each other, and they help each other, and they learn from each other, and right now it's a good room to have.
Were you as surprised as Paul and I were whenever Darnold was available when you selected at pick number 3?
I don't know if I was surprised, because you don't know what the two people in front of you are going to do. So we went through a bunch of scenarios, if he was there, if he wasn't there, in the whole nine, and he was fortunately there for us, and we took him, and we were very happy.
Ownership for you guys things change quick in the league. And when things don't go well for a team, a lot of coaches give in to fan demand or their own impatience, a lot of owners, and make changes. And your ownership has really kind of stepped forward to not make changes and to keep the status quo and give you guys a chance to build over time. How rare is that, and how much is that the thing that you've got to kind of seize?
Well, it's very rare, and I'm extremely grateful for the Johnson family for hanging in there with me and trying to build this thing the right way. And it's great from top to bottom. I love it up there in the city, and the Johnson family is a big part of that going forward. So we look forward to winning them games and winning them championships.
Todd Bowles with us on the Midday 180. Avery Williamson is a part of your defense now. We know him well after covering him for the first portion of his career through his first contract here in Nashville. What did you like about him when you evaluated him in the free agent process, and ultimately why the organization wanted to bring him in?
Well, he was a tackling machine. As you watched Tennessee defense play last year, he was right in the thick of a lot of things last year. He became available to us. He's very young. He's on the bottom side of 30 years old. He's injury-free history. We have some plans for him in our defense of how we want to use him that we saw when he played in Tennessee, and he became available to us, so we grabbed him.
What the temptation with the young quarterback, you've got a deep quarterback room now, but how do you manage expectations for Darnold, the desire to see Darnold, the upside of Darnold, when you've got two guys with more experience in front of him, one of whom played quite well last year?
You understand those situations, but you just coach football. Our plan with Darnold is not to hold back, but not to rush him. We're going to feed him the same thing we feed the other quarterbacks, and understand he has to go through a growth process and a growing process, and we're getting up to date right now, and he doesn't make the same mistake twice. And at the end of the day, we're not rushing him to play, but if he's ready to play and he's the best guy, he'll play. If he's not right now, he won't play. So it's not a matter of if you see him, it's a matter of when.
I have always heard that Josh McCown is the perfect guy to have a young player around because he's so willing to coach and bring that player along. Not every player in the league is like that. You certainly played in the league. You're a young guy in the league trying to take a veteran's job at one point. Not everyone wants to do that, right? But it seems like McCown is fine with that role in helping out the young guy.
First, Josh is the ultimate team guy, taking nothing away from his ability because he will compete and he wants to start and he wants to play and he will go into training camp as the starter. But he helps out as well as Teddy more than anybody I've ever seen is trying to help young players along and make sure they fit in the group well and make sure they're comfortable and how they see things, not just on the field but off the field, how to carry themselves, how to present themselves, and how to be a true professional. Josh has been outstanding at that.
Todd Bowles is the head coach of the New York Jets. He joins us on the Midday 180. You served in the personnel office for the Green Bay Packers right after your career, but then got into coaching. And right after your playing career, you took the job at Morehouse College as the defensive coordinator. This was 97, 98, somewhere around there. Not to date it, but if Todd Bowles 20 years ago would have known that he was going to be the head coach of the New York Jets, would you have believed it?
I would not have believed it, and 20 years ago, I probably would have stayed on the personnel side of it.
Really?
Is that not your choice?
It's coaching. I love to coach. I love to teach players, and no matter whether I'm a position coach, a coordinator, or a head coach, I try to approach it the same way. You do the same things. You just have a bigger audience as far as players. It goes from 12 to about 25 to about 53, so you try to do things the same way.
What prompted you to go from the personnel side to the coaching side?
Well, when you're traveling on the road as a scout for a long time as a college scout and you hit these dry spells, it gets pretty gloomy and it gets pretty tough. And I realized that coaching was for me as opposed to scouting right then and there.
Not to mention some of the hotels that you'll stay in along that path. And
yeah.
I say hotel, I mean motel.
It were some hotels and motels there.
What were your point totals up to? You still vacationing on those points?
No, I think I gave those up a long time ago.
You probably upgraded from the Holiday Inn, too, I'm thinking.
Holiday Inn's a nice hotel.
Help me with your timeline, because it went from Morehouse College. Was it Grambling that was next?
Grambling State was next for 2 years as a defensive coordinator.
And then you got your NFL job, right?
My very first job in NFL was with the New York Jets
How did you land that from Grambling?
Bill Parcells called me one day and asked me, did I want to come up and interview? And I've known Bill from the Redskin-Giant rivalry days, just playing against him. We're both Jersey guys, him from Hackensack, me from Elizabeth. And he knew I was a signal caller. He thought I was a smart player, and he called me to come up for an interview with Al Groh and Mike Nolan. And I was in Maryland at the time visiting some people, and I went up without any notebooks or anything. And about 8 hours later, they asked me, did I want the job?
You ever been to a beach on the Gulf Coast in Florida or Alabama?
I have been to the beach in Florida, but not Alabama.
But on the Gulf Coast?
Yes,
okay.
I've been there.
We've had a long-running debate on the show.
Debate.
I'm a Jersey guy. Grew up 25 minutes, 30 minutes from Avon and Belmar, my beaches. You're a Jersey guy. You like Jersey beaches. We've had a big debate in this town about better beaches. These people think that the Gulf Coast is the Mediterranean Sea, apparently. Your stance on what's a better beach?
I think the Gulf Coast is a better beach because they have warmer weather year-round, and it's bluer down there. And Jersey has outstanding beaches in the spring and the summer when you get to them, but you just can't use them year-round. So because of the surplus of the weather down south, you have to give
them
the nod.
You're too busy to go to the beach during many of those months. You're killing me. You have no
That's
idea how much this is
you
going
asked.
To get repeated.
I am so pumped of the disappointment on Paul's face right now.
But at the same time, New Jersey has great beaches when the weather's nice enough to go.
It's too late to make it up to me now, man.
They have better boardwalk popcorn.
That is a question you will never receive from the New York media right there. Better beaches.
We want to give you a vacation from New York media.
Hit them in the fairway.
I hope it doesn't come up.
Hit them in the fairway today.
Very nice of you to join us.
We
appreciate your time. Good luck this season.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Jets head coach Todd Bowles has been our guest. When we come back, the Lene Kukua Country Music Game of the Week. It's the Midday 180 served up by Wendy's.